Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
In sudden alarm, tech doyens call for a pause on ChatGPT. Tech luminaries and renowned scientists warn of an out-of-control race to develop and deploy ever more powerful AI systems. By Will Knight and Paresh Dave. An open letter signed by hundreds of prominent artificial intelligence experts, tech entrepreneurs, and scientists calls for a pause on the development and testing of AI technologies more powerful than OpenAI's language model GPT-4, so that the risks it may pose can be properly studied. It warns that language models like GPT-4 can already compete with humans at a growing range of tasks and could be used to automate jobs and spread misinformation. The letter also raises the distant prospect of AI systems that could replace humans and remake civilization. The letter, which was written by the Future of Life Institute, an organization focused on technological risks to humanity, adds that the pause should be public and verifiable, and should involve all those working on advanced AI models like GPT-4. It does not suggest how a halt on development could be verified, but it adds that if such a pause cannot be enacted quickly, government should step in and institute a moratorium, something that seems unlikely to happen within 6 months. The letter comes as AI systems make increasingly bold and impressive leaps. GPT-4 was only announced 2 weeks ago, but its capabilities have stirred up considerable enthusiasm and a fair amount of concern. The language model, which is available via ChatGPT, OpenAI's popular chatbot, scores highly on many academic tests and can correctly solve tricky questions that are generally thought to require more advanced intelligence than AI systems have previously demonstrated. Yet GPT-4 also makes plenty of trivial, logical mistakes. And like its predecessors, it sometimes hallucinates incorrect information, betrays ingrained societal biases, and can be prompted to say hateful or potentially harmful things. Part of the concern expressed by the signatories of the letter is that OpenAI, Microsoft, and Google have begun a profit-driven race to develop and release new AI models as quickly as possible. At such pace, the letter argues, developments are happening faster than society and regulators can come to terms with. The pace of change and scale of investment is significant. Microsoft has poured $10 billion into OpenAI and is using its AI in its search engine Bing, as well as other applications. Although Google developed some of the AI needed to build GPT-4 and previously created powerful language models of its own, until this year it chose not to release them due to ethical concerns. But excitement around ChatGPT and Microsoft's maneuvers in search appear to have pushed Google into rushing its own plans. The company recently debuted Bard, a competitor to ChatGPT, and it has made a language model called Palm, which is similar to OpenAI's offerings available through an API. "It feels like we are moving too quickly," says Peter Stone, a professor at the University of Texas at Austin and the chair of the 100-year study on AI, a report aimed at understanding the long-term implications of AI. Some letter signatories are parts of the current AI boom, reflecting concerns within the industry itself that the technology is moving at a potentially dangerous pace. Recent leaps in AI capabilities coincide with a sense that more guardrails may be needed around its use. The EU is currently considering legislation that would limit the use of AI depending on the risks involved. The White House has proposed an AI Bill of Rights that spells out protections that citizens should expect from algorithm discrimination, data privacy breaches, and other AI-related problems, but these regulations began taking shape before the recent boom in generative AI even began. For many, recent progress in AI has been both jaw-dropping and unnerving. "I find recent developments very exciting," says Ken Holstein, an assistant professor of human-computer interaction at Carnegie Mellon University, who was also a signatory to the letter. But Holstein adds a word of warning. "I worry that we are very much in a move-fast-and-break-things phase," he says, adding that the pace might be too quick for regulators to meaningfully keep up. "I like to think that we, in 2023, collectively, know better than this."
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.